Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Commissioner's Court. Trust everybody had a great holiday. Thanksgiving time as we enter into the Christmas season. Do we have someone who would open our time here today with our invocation with an opening prayer? Would you volunteer? Please, let's all stand together and then our pledges.
Father, we thank you for today and all that comes with it. We ask your blessing on this meeting as we share the thoughts and desires of this county and the needs of the people of this county. May we have civil conversation, and Father, may you bless all the work that we do today and beyond. We ask that you would bless all that we are in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Pledges to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated. We can let the record reflect, please, that all of our commissioners are present today for our court. Do I have a motion to approve the court's agenda today?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. A, a resolution of Commissioner's Court of Montgomery supporting the redesignation of a portion of the state.
This is kind of confusing. I'm going to try to explain this the best way I can. For y'all that are familiar with FM 1774, 149, and 249 all converge in Pinewood.
Right.
What we are trying to do is designate the old service roads for the 249, FM 249 coming through up to Wood Trace as 1774, because the new off-ramps for 249 will be the 249 business off-ramp. So we couldn't have a 249 business, 249 toll road, toll road, 249 service roads, and 1774. So the best action to take was to name 1774, or move the designation 1774 down to Wood Trace. So that's what we're doing. So I move on that resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner. All right. AgriLife is with us today. If you would come and if you would, as thoroughly but briefly as possible,
please,
if you would help us on that, and thank you for coming here today to give us your annual report for us. We appreciate that so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. So we like to come to court annually to let you know some of our accomplishments of the year. And before we get started, I do want to recognize that the fact we could not do anything that we do without the support of you all as Commissioner's Court, and then also with our volunteers and our committee. And we actually have some of our volunteers that came to be with us today, members of our Leadership Advisory Board and our committee. So we've got Scott Perry, Rob Hamilton, Caroline Mason, Carolyn Beasy, and Terry Walker.
So welcome all.
Yes, we appreciate the volunteers.
So glad you're here. Appreciate it.
And then one other thing that we want to say thank you for before we get too far in it, thank you so much for the parking lot. We're so glad that it's completed. So we have a handout for you, and we're going to just kind of follow along with that with a report from each of us.
Okay, we'll begin with the Ag and Natural Resource Program. I'm Brandon Gregson, your Ag and Natural Resource Agent here in Montgomery County. A few things just to highlight over the wide scope of things that we do in that program. We have a lot of residents here in the county that maintain private applicator licenses to address issues with weeds and different pest issues. And so we provide a lot of education through one-on-one consultation and a lot of programs to provide education for them to help maintain those licenses and or obtain them. So that's a big thing that we do, and we had over 500 people go through those educational programs or maintain their license last year. Agriculture programs, we maintain several committees. Our Montgomery County Beef Improvement Association, the Montgomery County Ag Committee, our adult horse program, and them, along with ourselves, we provide a lot of programs for our local residents. And that's based on the needs that they come to us with, education-wise. Their hours that those volunteers put forward last year was in-kind, over $50,000 of economic support to the community. Along with our programs, organized programs through the office, we have a lot of phone and foot traffic that I deal with on a daily basis. And just to identify some of those things that are right there at the top, pond management, weed identification and pond ecology, and as I had the opportunity to discuss with some of you earlier, wildlife interface issues. I know that's a hot topic here in this county, and we're working to address some of those here. So, feral hogs specifically.
Is that something that you do yourself?
Yeah, it's something that we provide education for, and we work with specialists to help you guys address those issues here in the county.
I've had numerous talks with Texas Parks and Wildlife and some others, and basically what they seem to tell us is, you know, you could trap hogs until the cows come home, and you're still going to have hogs, and
right.
that the best action that a property owner can take is to try to mitigate the entrance and exit points for these animals, and
right.
they do that by fencing primarily.
Right.
And we've had several HOAs, even large HOAs, you know, come in and almost demanding that the county do something when in actuality, you know, it's these private landowners that need to take action. And we've had several HOAs on the east side of 45 that have done a pretty good job of trying to mitigate some of those issues. And I think that, you know, I would encourage people to reach out to you as a resource for information. But,
you know, Brandon, Commissioner, if I may, Brandon and I were just talking about this a little bit ago. So we'll move further into this. Because, there, as you know, the problem is not going away. It is, it's continuing, especially in these areas where they're on the edge. When you talk about movement in and out, Windsor Hills, that sort of thing, where they're moving in there. Obviously, the people don't want a group of men going in there and shooting and all the rest. So
right.
it's an ongoing problem across Texas, that is for sure.
Yeah, we live, you know, Precinct 3 is, you know, bordered by Spring Creek, and we got Panther Branch, and you got another border of the river. I mean, and that's just a natural area for the, you know, the hogs to, they live there and migrate, and you need to make your property as inhospitable as possible, lighting and fencing, and it goes a long way to keeping them out.
As I was telling the judge this morning, Dr. Tomasic is the specialist that I'm talking with. I talked to him yesterday. He had already read the article that came out to mm-hmm. the Courier. He's very familiar with our area. He has family down on 1960, so he's very familiar with what we deal with here. And his proposal was he would like to meet with you guys, actually.
Brandon, if we can, because we need to get on with our
with what
you're doing here, and now we're getting into policy issues that we'll have a problem here because it's not noticed.
Okay.
So if we could.
Yep.
Thank you, though. I appreciate your comments, though. That's excellent. And as well, Commissioner.
Always happy to talk about hogs.
Yeah.
I'm Michael Potter. I'm the horticulture agent here in Montgomery County. As you know, we have a very large master gardener organization, roughly about 360 volunteers. They put in about 43,081 and a half hours this last year, valued at $1,095,562.55 back to the county. That's roughly 20-plus employees that you have working for you here, providing education to the public, teaching them what not to plant in their backyard that attracts the deer and the hogs and everything else as well. They've reached over 3,000 just in educational events and classes, as well as our phone room, that they've reached over about 3,000 as well through that line of education. We had 41 interns trained this last year. They provided about 4,400 hours of volunteer time. Back to us. And then also myself, I've had about 1,047 educational contacts that have been just through presentations and educational sessions, and then phone and email, about almost close to 1,700 of those a year, just addressing home horticulture issues, lawns, landscapes, etc. One of the things I just, commissioners, you know, when you have facilities that need maybe some plants or something like that, We have plant sales where we do fundraising for our organization, and occasionally we'll have plants and things left over. If you would let me know ahead of time, I'll be glad to help you kind of save some money on that end, get some plants.
Yeah, Judge, this group, they provided all the landscaping to the reopened Nature Center.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Fruit trees
that are bearing at the office and the lake park.
Yes, sir. So just let me know, and that's the whole thing. And I'll make sure that we try to do something.
Yeah, they're great. That's awesome. Man, okay. We could use some fruit trees down in Fraser, man. I'll tell you, that'd be awesome.
Okay. That's not a problem. We got one of those coming up.
Just kidding.
Thank you all much for your
time.
Thank you so much.
That's excellent. Thank you.
So in family and community health, we continue to do things to help people make their lives better through physical activity and good nutrition. And our walk across Texas, I was here in July, and we talked about that. So continues to be very successful. We're also a pilot county for a new project called Live 100, and that's an individual challenge for physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Families Reading Every Day is very popular at our Head Start sites, and then also our YMCA Conroe is implementing a community event there, so for Families Reading Every Day or FRED. And we were also instrumental in updating the curriculum to make it new and user-friendly and that kind of thing. We continue to do other food demonstrations, food preservation, food handlers, and then also we've become more active in mental health. So we are a part of the Montgomery County Behavioral Health and Suicide Prevention Task Force, and we're going to team up with them to host a big conference, a Peace of Mind conference, which will be on May 19th, 2020. So we're looking forward to that as well. And along those same lines, we've got Mike McBride, who's our county-funded program assistant.
Good morning, Commissioners, Judge.
Good morning.
Like Amy said, the nature of our business is changing to include a lot more mental health. By training, I am a therapist, so AgriLife has asked me to help beta test a stress management program called Stress Less through Mindfulness. I've done that several times. Also, just this past week, I became certified as an instructor in mental health first aid with a secondary certification to teach law enforcement. So we're bringing those skills and tool sets to the county as well.
Good.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioner.
Good morning.
My name is Michelle Scaife. I'm the Extension Agent for Better Living for Texans. This year, over 3,800 educational contacts, resulting in more than 7,700 contact hours, were made with Better Living for Texans. 390 adults completed one of the BLT series, resulting in significant increases in basic nutrition, food safety knowledge, and practice. I have the pleasure to work with many different community partners here in our area, and this year we've had some wonderful impacts through some of our women's crisis centers and our legacy transitional housing centers, where women are not only finding sobriety and wellness, they're facing challenges and facing their fears and improving their lives. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. We are excited to be here today and appreciate the time that you give us to let us report to you. With the 4-H program, we hit you pretty hard in September with our end of the year report, so we have just a couple of updates. Our 4-H record books, we did have three students bring home $40,000 in scholarships this year.
Wow.
But
wow.
Another big chunk, I had a young lady who graduated from college this year, and her testimony to what she learned from her record books and learning that record-keeping skill, she continued to apply for scholarships even after her freshman year in college. So she graduated this year with zero debt. So she has no college debt because she had that skill to continue to go and look for scholarships and do the things that took to get it there. We are doing this. Last year we did do a financial management training for the kids. We had three programs and hit 18 participants. We're hoping to expand that and grow that program this year as well. We also have three new clubs online that we have established so far just since August. One is focused on community service, and another one will be, once we get it on the ground, will be a special needs club that will help do age-appropriate and skill-appropriate activities in that club for those students. So So we are excited about the upcoming year. In just the first 3 months of our enrollment process, we're at more than 50% enrollment from what we were last year. So we're excited about the prospect.
Good morning. Like Michelle said, we were here in September, so we'll keep this brief. We did provide you with a handout, just kind of giving you some numbers on our 4-H program. We had 903 4-H members last year. We had almost 6,000 that participated through our special program, special interest program, whether it be hatching. That's going to be our junior Master Gardener series, Ag in the Classroom at the Montgomery County Fair, and then we had our school enrichment. We were pretty much even on our males and females in our 4-H program. We had 253 volunteers, and you can see some of our top 10 experiences that we have here in 4-H. The largest being the Science of Agriculture through the Montgomery County Fair, Junior Master Gardeners, and we start to see some other, food and nutrition is another big one, small animals, photography, and beef cattle kind of close out the end. But we're really hitting hard on science this year. We're doing workshops to encourage the degrees in science and jobs. We had families and their kids come together for hands-on workshops. We did a Halloween science experiment day. We did Tesla coils and doing wireless electricity, and we did a meat science workshop where we actually learned how to cook a grill perfectly to tea. So thank you all for y'all's continued support.
Thank you.
And then
just a couple of general things that we want to let you know about. We continue to do work in water conservation. We're continuing work in Rebuild Texas. And we have been approved for another agent position, which is completely state-funded. And that will be a disaster assessment and recovery position that will actually cover several counties. But they'll be housed in Montgomery County, so that will be a great benefit for us. Yeah. And I understand there's over 40 applicants for that position. So we anticipate having that filled hopefully after the first of the year. And then we are also... as I mentioned before, we appreciate our volunteers so much. We recently did a volunteer appreciation event. We had over 100 people there, and we had tacos, and we did Taco Bat Extension. And then one other thing that I just want to mention that's a great resource to the community that helps extend our outreach and our education is we do a weekly radio show with Lone Star Radio, and that's also a podcast, so it's available for replay anytime people want to learn more about what we do in depth. We've got those available. And then the last thing is we've got an assistant agent who's been working with us since May, and she's not with us here today because we think she's having a baby today.
Oh, good.
So, congratulations.
Thank you all so much. We really appreciate your support.
Thank you all for coming in. We appreciate your report and all the things that you've done for all of us here in our county. Thank you all
very much.
Thank you.
Bye now. All right, as we move on our agenda, we receive an update from our CPS board, and I think we have Leland Dirksgren here. Leland.
Good morning.
Proceed.
And judges.
Morning.
Yes.
Good to
I'm
see you.
I'm Leland Dirksgren, and I'm the new chairman of the board of the Child Welfare Board. Appreciate the opportunity on behalf of the board to update you on what we've been doing the last few months. All the members appreciate the opportunity that they have to serve on the Child Welfare Board. Our board is committed to finding ways to improve the lives of our children in the foster care system. The new board is a cross-section of members, including an attorney, a CPA, people in the medical field, social workers, and investment advisors. We've elected officers. Since all of us were appointed around the same time, we've chosen 1, 2, and 3-year terms, so the board will be rotating, subject to being able to be reappointed if you so desire. We do represent most of the county. I will say we do not have anybody from Precinct 4 area on the board, but we can always add if you have somebody that you would like to recommend. The board is reviewing the bylaws and will most likely be making some changes to those. Start looking at everything and say, oh, we want to do this, this, and this, and then we start realizing, wait a minute, we can't do it all. We need to learn more, and so we've been really doing a lot of education of ourselves to what the needs are. We've looked at our budget, reallocated within our budget to make sure that the funds are available for the children and the parents. We're reviewing the different committees that we have and seeing how those should best function. Last month, we met with a panel of foster parents to find out what their needs are. where we could help them meet financial needs in particular, but also, you know, counseling needs that they might have. And we're going to be looking at these things to see what makes sense, what funds are available, where the funds can come from, and be making recommendations to the court on that. We'll be meeting with nonprofits here in the next month or two to learn more about what they offer, again, to make sure we're not duplicating services and to make sure that the foster parents know what they can receive. The Child Welfare Board and the CPS Board have been the same. The CPS, the Welfare Board is appointed by the court. The CPS Board is a 501c3, and the bylaws of it call for those two boards to mirror each other. We're reviewing that to see if that's necessary, if we can bring in other people to the CPS Board and maybe change those bylaws so it doesn't mirror, but we also make sure what kind of working relationship we need to have with that board to see what kind of overlap of board members. The CPS Board does some fundraising to help provide for holiday parties, back to school, end of school, and that type of thing. That board, the bank accounts there were frozen. They have been released. New signers on the account of the new board, so we're able to fund some of the things that have been funded in the past. But we were concerned, as all this is happening so close to Christmas, whether we would be able to fund the Christmas party, the Christmas gifts for the children that have been done in the past. That is being was taken care of. The word went out. A number of the churches and individuals in our community have stepped forward to provide presents for all the children, and without us having to come in to use any of our CPS funds for that. So we're excited with where we're going and look forward to giving you additional reports over the next year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Leland, thank you, Leland, for stepping up. We have a lot of confidence in what you can do. So
thank you.
I do have one question. We fund the Child Welfare Board, and then you have the CPS Board, which is a nonprofit. On the other nonprofits, are you looking at the CPS Board as it relates to what possible duplication there is with the other nonprofits?
Yeah, we're looking. We're trying to understand
between all these nonprofits working and who does what.
Who does what? You know, how they're funded? It's going to be a long process, and we just want to make sure that everybody in the community is served best.
To be continued. Thank you very much. I echo what the commissioner said. Stepped into a deal, and you've taken the bull by the horns, and we appreciate it very much.
It's a very good board, and we look forward to working together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Leland.
Thank you.
All right, as we move forward, we have the county clerk, and we have got our regular session, two regular sessions and one special session in minutes. Do I have a motion to approve these minutes?
I move on A, B, and C.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. At this time, we have some citizen comments, and specifically Paul Krausen. Are you with us today? Yeah, there you go, right there. Paul, if you'd come up to the mic.
What happened to the consent agenda?
I'm sorry. Oh. I put it ahead of that.
Hmm?
This is for cut. Okay. Here's. You follow me? We're having them speak, and then whatever might be on consent, we can do it either way. Right. Jason, if you would, please.
Commissioners, for your information, the state statutes changed. We're required to let them speak before an item's taken action by the court now. So this is to comply with that new statute change that took effect September 1st.
Thank you. Any other questions, commissioners, on this?
No.
Okay. Paul?
Come on up.
Oh, it's not?
Well, that's why are we going to?
Okay.
It's not on the
That's agenda. Fine. Okay. Then that's fine. Thank you for sharing that with us. Then we're going to hold you off, and we will cover you under our when we come to the end. Thank you so much. I know it might be an inconvenience for us for you to wait, but we appreciate your going along with us on that. Thank you, Commissioner. All right. On the consent agenda, are there any modifications that you would like to make? Gentlemen,
I'd like to move to open 9E6 on page 4.
9E6
on page 4. That is consider and approve the Third Amendment to the TPA agreement.
Okay. I would like to defer an item, and that is 903I. That is 9 of 12.
903.
I'm sorry, 90. 903I, just to defer it on page 9.
What is that item?
All right. And that is on the approved grant of water and sanitary sewer easement from Montgomery County, Texas to New Canaan Municipal Utility District, and authorized County Judge Mark Keogh to sign the easement. So I'd like to defer that. Is there anything else? All right. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Then we'll move to our first item that we have moved to the open agenda, which is 96, which is on page 4.
And, Judge, I don't need to say anything other than you don't even need to present anything. I'm not particularly happy with the service we've been receiving from Booth Chapman. There's been a series of conversations with myself and Ginger and purchasing, and I'm just not in favor of doing anything that's going to continue working with this group, so I wanted to make that a public comment, and I think it'll help Ginger in her negotiations with them moving forward to maybe better serve us.
Okay, so since we moved this to the open agenda, then
we can present it and vote on it. And
okay, if you please come up,
but it's
briefly give us comments. Everybody here is familiar with what's going on, but for our listening audience, if you would please.
Under risk management, E6.
Speak into the mic, sir.
I'm sorry. Under risk management, E6. Consider and approve Third Amendment to Agreement for Third-Party Claims Administration Services pursuant to RFP 18-55, including Exhibit A1B.
Move.
Second.
Chair, second.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thanks, Ginger.
We'll work on it.
Appreciate it.
Good. Appreciate it.
All right. We move to our open agenda. At this time, are there items on the agenda that we have citizens that would like to address? If not, we'll wait to the miscellaneous at the end. All right.
Okay.
Let's move to our commissioners, Precinct 3.
Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on major thoroughfare proposal or plan by BGE. I submitted the information and backup. Commissioners, would you like to hear the presentation from BGE or just move forward on the proposal?
We need a motion to approve.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, same here.
I move.
We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Excellent. County Auditor, consider and approve the payment of accounts. Yes, come on.
Well, I guess I don't need to say anything. It's consider and approve payment of accounts.
Yeah.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Purchasing, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first item is to approve an agreement, an engineering services agreement with Blau Engineering. It's $101,925 for Commissioner Precinct 4.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, sir. The second item is a sole source exemption. This is to replace the X-ray machine in the clinic. The current dollar amount of $60,000 needs to be changed to $62,523.
Move.
Second.
Move.
Okay, we have a second. Is there any discussion? I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Gilbert, in how it was written, just from my own knowledge.
Yes, sir.
It says in the amount of, and they've changed it to 62,523 instead of 60,523. And then it says, and the sale of existing X-ray equipment.
Right.
So tell me, what does that mean?
We're trading that piece of equipment in.
Okay, it's going to be traded to
right,
them.
Right, what we currently have.
Okay, so it will be 62 after the trade value?
Yes, sir.
So what was the total price?
Good question. I did not bring that with me. I can get that for you.
No, I was just wondering really more than anything about the question and the fact that there is only from one source, right. VXS imaging.
$4,500. $4,500 is the trade-in value.
That's what they're giving us for our equipment?
Yes, sir. It's obsolete, pretty
much. Okay, so basically it's...
So they're giving us $4,500 for our equipment, and the total remaining is $62,520.
Okay, so it's about $67,000
yes,
and some change. Okay.
I apologize for that.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor? First of all, is any other discussion? All right, all in favor? Excuse me. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Gilbert, thank
yes,
you very
sir.
Much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And the last item, this is to award the Project 1903. This is for the county clerk's records repository building with Huffco Services. The total is $4,095,732.80.
And this is all paid for out of their special fund?
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yeah.
That's correct. It's going to be a good project. Yeah. I move.
Second. Sir, second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Gilbert, thank you very much. Appreciate your work on that. All right. BD, County Attorney.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Item 14A is consider and take appropriate action on a road development agreement between Montgomery County and MRSS Partners Limited, acting on behalf of MUDs number 176177. This is a road development agreement where they are proposing to put in and going to seek a frontage road on I-45 adjacent to the what we call the Moran Ranch or the Moran property that was recently bought by them.
Right.
It is no cost to the county. This is the agreement between the developer and the county that will then be supported by an AFA with TxDOT.
Yeah, we're just a sponsor for the project due to some issues with
this agreement allows them to fund the money to the county and then the county to fund it to TxDOT for the developer's portion.
Okay. I move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, BD. At this time, we're going to recess from Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Precinct 2.
Amy, would you take that, please?
How about I turn it on? Consider and approve posting a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on Kipling Oaks subdivision. Is anyone here to speak about that? And number two, consider and approve posting a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit on Ranch Crest subdivision section 3 and section 4.
Just keep going. You're doing so well.
Yeah, great. Item B1, consider and approve posting a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit on Pruitt Road from 45 Southbound Service Road to Booty Road.
Anybody to speak?
See, Charlie, I told you traffic's better in the Woodlands. We're a little bit faster than you are.
We're more careful over there.
And consider and approve establishing a multi-way, all-way stop sign control at Needham Road and River Oaks Drive's intersection. Is anyone here to speak about that? Judge, I think we're done with the public hearing.
Then we reconvene court and take appropriate action on these. Since there are no objections, no public comment. Do we have a motion to approve item 15 A, B, and C?
Move.
Second.
Is there a, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. This time, in accordance with Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Local Government Code, we are going to dismiss for our executive session. Thank you. Convene. Our Commissioner's Court from Executive Session, our County Attorney's Office. Amy, if you would come and
Would you consider approving the resolution in order to settle claim number D150139?
Have a motion to approve.
Oh, and contingency would be the funding source.
Correct. Yeah, with contingency. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Opposed?
Just a joke.
Are you in or out?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Move. Second. Yes. No, we did it all.
Okay, the discussion. Any more discussion? Since there is no discussion, motion carries. Thank you very much. There is no other action to take. At this time, we're going to, we have two citizens who are going to come and share with us. First is Paul Krause. If you'd again tell us, even though I mentioned it, tell us your name and your purpose. To the microphone, please. Yeah.
Paul Krause, Precinct 4. This is about
Jason's mic is not on. Thank you, Phyllis. Sir.
Okay.
Proceed.
Paul Krause, Precinct 4, for about a recent contract y'all approved for Allendale and a lot of drainage work. And I want these two documents recorded. Would y'all take those?
Huh?
Just the documents? Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. May I approach y'all to give y'all a copy, please?
Thanks. Are you familiar with this situation?
Quite.
I glanced at it.
Okay. So there's two pages here. One is a photo, and the second page is a map. And it has to do with our neighborhood, and hopefully the work that's going to be done will mitigate and we won't have any flooding anymore. But the property line there shows the problem that we didn't have until about 2 years ago. We've been there for 30 plus years, and then we were flooded. And what we're hoping that will happen with the project y'all approved a couple of weeks ago would be that all the water would just go away. What was presented in this contract doesn't show that, and I've been trying to ask those questions to have that done properly to that would go away. The second page is the map. And what one of your county workers has told me was that they're going to do right now will go towards the blue, which is existing water all the time, and it won't go away if it's drained that way. So I'm just presenting this to ask you, on this map, there's a couple of green lines in there. That's where the water would drain to a neighborhood that's being built now, rather than what was in this contract that y'all approved a couple of weeks ago. So I'm asking, and I've emailed this over to my precinct board county commissioner as well, and trying to talk to the engineers as well about it. We're asking for a public meeting about this, which we did have a couple of years ago before it, and nothing was really done. But we'd like to have a public meeting about this. So we just want the water to go away in our neighborhood as well as other neighborhoods. But I'm just speaking for my neighborhood that I just want the water to go away, and that's why I'm presenting this, so that we would look at this. And the green lines that I have is what would work. What's on the purple and on the orange is what they're proposing, that only drains it to TxDOT, and it won't go away. That's all I have. Thank you.
So the green drains to the Artavia?
It would drain to Artavia.
Okay.
A big bio.
You should make sure your engineer gets a copy of this.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you bringing this to us very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have one more. John Boucher, is he here?
Oh.
All right. Is there any miscellaneous? Yes. Yes, we have two.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to
state your name and your purpose.
In precinct one, I would like to share some information with the court.
For the record, if you would state your name. I'm sorry, I'm Billy Graff.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I just want to make sure you get on tape.
Okay. I'd just like to read a letter from the Office of the Governor. While the holidays are a time of celebration for many, this time of year can prove to be especially difficult for those affected by violent crime and their families. This is why, for many years, communities across Texas have participated in the Tree of Angels, a comforting and educational tradition that invites surviving victims of violent crimes, their families, and the families of those loved ones who have experienced violent crime to bring an angel ornament and place it on a special Christmas tree. These symbolic angels are as beautiful as they are diverse and hold a special meaning for everyone participating in the touching service. Though it is a small act, hanging angels from this tree helps support Texans whose lives have been affected by violent crime by demonstrating the compassion of their communities and hopefully of alleviating just a small part of the trauma, pain, and sorrow caused by violent crime. At this time, I encourage all Texans to join in recognizing crime victims, their families, and those who work to prevent crime. As a state, our continuing goal is to ensure swift and effective justice and to bring healing to victims and their loved ones. Therefore, I, Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas, do hereby recognize December 2nd through the 8th, 2019, to be Tree of Angels Week. We do have a dedication coming up. I just wanted to make everyone aware. Local crime victim advocates cordially invite you to join us for the 23rd Annual Montgomery County Tree of Angels Dedication in memory of support of victims in violent crime, Thursday, December the 12th at 7 p.m. at the Montgomery County Courthouse, with a reception following immediately. For additional information, you may contact Janice Sager. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. We have another. Yes, if you would come, state your name and the purpose.
Thank you. Lorena Perez McGill. I reside in Precinct 3, but I am here to thank, on behalf of a neighborhood, Precinct 4 Commissioner James Metz. I'm going to read it in English, even though they gave it to me in Spanish, because I think that you would understand it better. Thank you very much for listening, and for listening to an issue that has been a problem for us for more than 10 years. We have seen topographers and other workers. They have been working on repairing the street so that it does not flood every time that it rains again. We thank you for that. We also thank you because of what you have done today. And, of course, no good deed goes unpunished. So now it's the ask. We ask you that you please consider also installing crossroads and sidewalks. And just thanks for listening. That's basically what they said. Thank you so very much for listening to
us. You're very welcome.
Good job. Good job.
And thanks to all of you, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else? All right.
We
have a motion to adjourn. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you all. Have a great day.